This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, August 30, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Mostly sunny today, high near 90. Lynn's reservoir levels are now just slightly over 50% capacity. The Daily Item in Lynn reports today that this means the city may soon implement water usage restrictions. The restrictions could impact lawn watering and car washing. Meanwhile, Danvers yesterday instituted a no outdoor water restriction. This is a level 6 restriction that does not allow any outdoor watering at all. North Shore Juneteenth handed out school supplies in Lynn yesterday. The item has a story today that the organization provided students with new backpacks, knit hats, and period packs. The state's primary election is 1 week from today. In Essex County, Sheriff Kevin Coppinger is seeking re-election.
I do respect my opponent's opinion on the rehabilitation and how to address those type of needs in our correctional institutions. And I embrace those same concepts. It's very, very important. But you, as I said in my opening statement, you have to look at what the sheriff's department does and what our role is. It is a law enforcement agency where by statute we have law enforcement powers. We perform those powers and duties on a daily basis. Yes, we have to address the needs of the inmates, and we do that. I mentioned before, we have a variety of programs. We do inmate assessments. We try to give them the best medical services, mental health services. We have over 30 clinicians. I've said that a number of times. And we actually have. We have a director of clinical services who is a woman who has a tremendous record, and she's got a wealth of information and knowledge.
Coppinger is being challenged in the Democratic primary by Virginia Lee.
This is an unprecedented moment that Essex County has to really define the job of the sheriff as it is defined in the law. The law states that the sheriff's job is the administrator of our jail and the steward of our prisoners. This is an important and very much a human services job. This is a job that cannot be taken lightly, and it cannot be other extraneous priorities that cloud the role and the.
The candidates were appearing at a July forum sponsored by the League of Women Voters. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox lost to the Twins last night, 4-2. The two teams play again tonight in Minnesota. Former Lynn Classical quarterback Keith Ridley Jr. has received a scholarship to play Division I football at Bryant. Salem High football under coach Matt Bouchard enters the 2022 season with most of the team's offensive line returning.
We have pretty much our whole offensive line except for our center coming back. So, that again, if to establish anything offensively, it all starts with the offensive line. If you can't generate movement at that first level, it's really hard to be productive on offense.
Salem High coach Matt Bouchard. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.